It's a strange notion, but the more you think about it, it is an immensely comforting one. I've always found the doctrine, the Christian doctrine of the Last Judgment, to be a source of great comfort. This notion that actually there will be a vindication. There will be a point when what is fake news will be revealed to be fake, and what is truthful will be revealed to be truthful, and people that are honest will be shown to be honest, and we will understand everything in its absolutely right perspective. There will be such a time, but it is a point in the future. It's not yet, not here, and not now. In the meantime, I suppose we do have to do what the workers in the parable want to do. We have to get on with a bit of weeding. In actual practice, we need to make sure that the tares don't shake the wheat, and we need to make judgments of situations and of people. We need to try to have a stab at working out what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. We have to make judgments. But, and this is the crucial point the parable is making, any judgments that we make now are provisional, and they're corrigible, and they're frequently going to be wrong, and therefore we make them in all humility, and we are less anxious about making them, because we know that God is the judge, the only judge, and that in his own good time, God's judgment will come. So we can't, I think, realistically, I'm not sure Jesus meant us to, behave exactly as the landowner in the parable and just sit back and not care about discriminating between good and evil in the world that is around us or in our own lives. We pursue the good and we try to turn away from the bad, and we have to make provisional judgments about which are which. But we do so knowing that these are only provisional judgments. We don't have to be uptight and anxious about getting our moral discrimination absolutely right. We do the best that we can do by our lights and in the circumstances in which we find ourselves, knowing in our deepest heart that the great light will be shone upon everything, that the final harvest will come, that the wheat will be sorted from the tares, and they will go to the right places for them. Forget the details of the interpretation. Just remember the notion that there is absolutely a judgment, but it's in the future. And in the meantime, we humbly say our prayers and do our best to get on with it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.